I'm wrong. I'm not wrong often. I'm a little bit more wrong in the world of entertainment, like guessing, like predictions and stuff, than I am like politics or other things. You know me, I'm pretty smart guy. I read a lot, I research a lot. So, you know, usually if I say something, you can almost take it to the bank, you know? But I was wrong, Brian. And motherfucker, we're getting goddamn Snyder Cut of Justice League.
Yeah. Yeah, it's happening.
Were you one of the ones that was like never ever, or were you one of the ones that was like probably never ever?
We discussed it. I thought it was possible. I think I'd said maybe a couple months back, I thought it would be smarter not to do it because of the mystique and the, you know, sort of this legend you've built around it. So I think I thought it would be smarter if you didn't do it, but I think it was several months ago when we were seeing a lot of Twitter traffic and Snyder kept showing little pictures. And I think I was like, I don't know. I think he's trying to do something here. I didn't. I don't think I ever threw down the gauntlet and said, this will not happen.
I think the time that I started to question that, hey, this is a real possibility, was when he showed the film cans.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, well, son of a bitch. if he has the film cans, but then I was like, you know, there's no way he can finish it. It's going to be one of those movies where you're going to have like the dialogue over what are they called? Storyboards, mm-hmm. Incomplete CGI, which some of the CGI in Justice League was pretty shitty to begin with. Let's be honest. But now it's official. It's happening, and it's coming to HBO Max in 2021. Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Yeah.
Poster and everything. Son of a bitch. Kyle was wrong. There is one thing that I'm often wrong on, and that's box office predictions. I haven't quite figured those out. Like I famously said that because Wonder Woman had already gotten the chance to do all of the, you know, firsts, quote unquote, even though there was female stuff before her, first female this, that, and the other, that Captain Marvel wouldn't make as much money. She didn't have that going for her, and that she also had some of the issues similar to our president from time to time of not knowing how to, she didn't know how to talk right or keep her mouth shut when she needed to. And leave things alone. And I really thought that was going to hurt the film, and it would make less than $800 million worldwide, and boom, over $1 billion.
Yeah.
And everyone in the industry just about was wrong when it came to Joker.
Yes. Because
I was looking at everyone else when I wrote a piece on Joker and my prediction. And if you go back and look at it, I talk about what other people were saying. I remember even talking to you. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, Hollywood Reporter's saying this, and CBR saying this, and we're looking at these predictions, so it should make about this, and it fucking made nearly double what most people thought it would make. So everyone was wrong. Nanner, nanner, boo-boo. Yeah. But let's talk you, Brian, have not seen the original theatrical cut of Justice League.
Nope,
you're supposed to say something there. Okay, there you go. There you go. You're learning how to podcast. why haven't you?
I just didn't see a point. I didn't like BVS, And so this just looked like an extension of that. So I was just like, yeah, I don't care. That's literally the reason. And then by time it's out digitally and it's been out a little while, clearly Warner Brothers was done with Snyder. So it really at that point didn't feel like any reason to see it.
Okay.
And you know, this is coming from, I mean, we've talked about it a million times. I probably lean more DC than Marvel when it comes to comics. Yeah. Love Batman. I love Justice League, the animated series, Justice League Unlimited, all that stuff. I just, BVS turned me off to what Snyder was trying to do, and I just figured I'd sit it out for several years until they went in a different direction.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. You are much bigger DC guy than I am. I'm that guy that just like reads the wiki pages, so I know what storylines I can discuss. Yeah. I mean, I've read some of the big DC books. You know, I've read Batman Year One, Dark Knight Returns, Killer Joke. I've read Kingdom Come, Red Sun. I've read most of Darkest Night, but not all of it. But anyways. I digress. I unfortunately saw Justice League. I remember came out right around the same time as Thor Ragnarok. I was at a school for the army, so I was away from my family, and some of my classmates and us, we all went and saw Thor. We all really enjoyed it. We're like, yeah, that was good. Yay, Thor Ragnarok. And then Justice League came out, and a bunch of them were like, hey, Malone, you want to go in the military? If you're of equal or lesser rank, you just say your last name. If you're addressing somebody of higher rank, you're supposed to say their rank and name. But we were all similar rank because of the type of class we were in. And so they're like, oh, Malone, let's go to see Justice League. I said, fuck you. That shit looks terrible. Not only that, I didn't care for any of the other DC films. You know, I really didn't. And I was like, that movie looks like a horrible mess. And sure enough, when I finally did see it, I had to get really, really drunk. I had to get really, really drunk to make it through it, because God, it was an awful, 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 awful movie. I had to pause there and decide if I needed another one. It's like, no, awful is good. Awful is good. I mean, like, Joss, we didn't, like, I don't know. The ending, I really don't know who it is, because Joss Whedon proved in Avengers and Age of Ultron, he's not afraid to put hordes of people at risk. He's not afraid of collateral damage, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, the heroes will try to save people from collateral damage, but more than one family is in danger. And spoiler alert, if you've never seen the OGJL, in the end, the world's got some danger, but really there's just one Russian family that's in danger. That's it. Like, yeah. They're the only ones on the run.
I think that particular movie, not having seen it, just knowing about the production issues, I mean, Snyder, apparently based on what we're hearing now, okay, Justice League clocks in at about 2 hours. They're claiming that the Snyder cuts in about 3.5. And then he, yep, you know, we'll, I guess, talk later. He wants to shoot more shit, maybe finish, you know, some shots. We're talking 3.5, 4 hours, but around 3.5. That's an hour and a half longer than the original cut. And then he came out and said something like 70% of his stuff hadn't been seen yet. So that would imply that 2 hours, a big chunk of that's not going to be in his cut either. They essentially shot two movies, mm-hmm, basically, what we're learning. And which makes sense when you look at the budget. That was always confusing. How the hell did you spend over $300 million? And now we know. They shot basically two movies, and I think when they pulled Whedon in, he wasn't there from the beginning. You're basically handing him, pieces of a movie. We're going to cut this. We're going to keep that. And, I think he tried probably, but, in the end of the day, he wasn't there from the beginning. He wasn't part of the creative process, and you ended up with, what you ended up with. Now, obviously the question is, will the Snyder Cut be better or worse? something we don't know.
My thing has always been this. I'm a big fan of consistency. If you follow me on Twitter, whether we're talking entertainment or politics, if there's one thing I hate, it's hypocrisy. And I do my best to always remain consistent. I'm human. Sometimes there's new information that comes along that, maybe I was wrong on that and I changed my ways, but I admit it. And once you admit something, that means that you're no longer a hypocrite. You've just changed your mind based on new information, which is fair. That's part of what's great about having free will and a fucking brain. But what I can't stand is the people that were like, oh, fuck Snyder. He's ruining the DCEU. He sucked on Man of Steel. He sucked on BVS. And his Justice League is going to suck. And then he quits Justice League. And I know it's timing, but something tells me even if tragedy hadn't struck, I don't think he was going to finish Justice League. I really don't. But tragedy struck, and he left Justice League. They bring Whedon in because they're like, oh, we've been trying to copy Marvel forever, so let's just go ahead and fucking bring in a Marvel guy, which they did again with James Gunn. So, again, DC, nanner nanner boo boo, you copycat motherfuckers. Whedon tried to make a Whedon Justice League movie, which is fine. I even think a straight from scratch Whedon Justice League movie would have probably been more enjoyable than the Frankenstein mess we got. How much more does he need to shoot? $20 to $30 million is what we're hearing. Is what he's got to finish graphic shots. Maybe bring in some of the actors to do any reshoots. ADR. I don't know if that $20 to $30 million counts any type of advertising. They don't have to worry about standouts or posters for theatrical because this is going straight to HBO Max. My guess is probably fall HBO Max, and this is for HBO Max. The way I understand it, if you're an HBO Now subscriber, you automatically become an HBO Max subscriber. I'm not sure how the pricing works, if your pricing just goes up or whatever, and you have to cancel on your own if you don't want it. But what do you think about that? So the point I'm getting to is that all of their advertisement is digital. It's television, yeah, and internet. So that's cheaper. That's much cheaper. With knowing that $20 to $30 million, what do you think is coming out of that?
Finishing up the effects mostly, and as far as shooting more stuff, he can't. There's no way he can shoot a whole lot more for that kind of money, I don't think.
Maybe not with the heroes, but maybe with some of the villains stuff.
True. As far as the advertising, Warner Brothers, if they paid attention this week, learned something very important. That hardcore Snyder Cut fan base are very vocal, and regardless of how big they are. When he announced this, Twitter went crazy. And if you go look at the top 10, it was trending in like three or four different places as far, mm-hmm. every part of it. His name was trending. Snyder Cut was trending. Henry Cavill was trending. All that was trending. So I don't think if they're smart and savvy, similar to what Ryan Reynolds did with Deadpool, they don't have to spend a whole lot of money, if any, advertising. Just have Snyder drop a line here and there on, do a live stream, talk about it, whatever. I think the fans will carry the advertising for him. So I would just copy the Ryan Reynolds model.
That and ask the rest of the cast to occasionally tweet or Instagram Ben, about it.
Absolutely. You get Ben Affleck to get out there and do a thing or, you know, something small. I think they can, I don't think they have to spend really any money pushing it.
Affleck actually at that Kevin or that Kevin Smith on Instagram, being that Kevin Smith, showed Ben Affleck expressing some excitement about the Snyder Cut. Now, if he has any unfinished shots, you're not getting that dude back in the bat suit. You could use a stunt double or something like that, or CGI, whatever. But I don't think Affleck gets back in the bat suit. I think you're right. Most of it's going to go to finishing CGI for things they had already shot, and maybe some bad guy stuff. $20 to $30 million does not go far in Hollywood once you start bringing in actors, especially big name actors. That eats up the money fast, even for short periods of time, because there's like union guild rules about how much they have to be paid for X amount of work, and there's like a minimum and things like that. So so go ahead.
We also don't have to worry about mustache gate, because all of that was Whedon shots. So I'm pretty sure zero of that will be in the Snyder Cut. If I had, so
maybe they just clean it up,
or do that,
Do you think if this does well, do you think this brings Snyder back into DC universe?
So that's an interesting question. That was immediately where my mind went. So there's rumors, this is a rumor, is that the original cut, which, funny thing is, there's speculation that Marvel took an idea from Snyder. The rumor is the original cut, which we'll find out next year, they lose at the end. Mm-hmm. That's been a rumor for a while. It's a darker movie, blah, 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 brooding, you know, oh, everything's bad. And they lose at the end. And the idea was he was going to have a sequel come out later, which would, you know, pick up after their loss. Now, how they lose, what happens, I don't know. But supposedly they lost. Warner Brothers didn't like this. Obviously, we know what happens. Marvel picked up on the idea and they ran with it. And, another example of Warner Brothers just not knowing what the hell they're doing as far as storytelling.
Well, I mean, they were filming at the same time. They both, Infinity War and Justice League hit in 2017, right? Yeah. Yeah, but Warner Brothers and Justice League are, no, Infinity War hit in 2018.
Yeah.
Okay, so they were filming roughly around the same time. For some bits, yeah, I guess, you know, story leaks and industrial espionage. I could see that, but I would wager a bet that the Russos always intended for the Avengers to lose as far back as when they were first tasked in like 2015, 2016 to bring the last two Avengers films to life. But maybe. Maybe
I don't
they
know.
Heard it and thought it was a good idea. Maybe.
I know that, yeah, as far as that, I don't know. But I do know that the Civil War film was a last-minute change based off of BVS. When they saw they were doing BVS, if you go look at the timeline, that's when Marvel, our Kevin Feige, he wanted to get the jump on that idea of two heroes pitted against each other. Mm-hmm. The companies have been, I mean, they've been playing this sort of back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, we know who's winning. But I say all that to say, if this film in fact does end that way, if those rumors are true and they lose at the end, you have this big epic film, the heroes lose, cliffhanger ending, and it does well, won't people want the second part to that?
Yeah.
But Ben Affleck's done. I don't, unless Batman dies at the end or some shit. I don't know.
That, and you've got this new Batman coming out next year.
Exactly. A whole new franchise.
You've got, you had the Joker film that recently came out. You're talking a Green Lantern Corps movie. You're talking all sorts of things. The Flash still doesn't have his movie to explain his time travel bit. Wonder Woman is playing in 84, so it doesn't really matter too much about her. But yeah, you're right. You're not getting Batflick. So, do you shoot it in a way that the Batman dies in this one?
Maybe. Honestly, I don't. You know,
Flash
maybe.
Runs and goes and gets Robert Pattinson. I mean,
arguably true. Flash could fix whatever continuity problems you've created or they've created, but it is. I don't know, because I mean the last 3 years they've completely gone in a different direction than Snyder was going, and now to go back, I don't know,
to the dark brooding. look, if you loved BVS and or at least liked it and liked Man of Steel, you have every right to want to see the Snyder cut. If you're one of those that was like, I hated BVS, I hated Man of Steel, but I demand the Snyder cut because I'm a pissant, then I hate you and you shouldn't get to see it. You should be with like restrained and held until it's been out for at least, you know, 6 months before you're allowed to see it. I like I said, I've unfortunately seen the original Justice League. Will you watch the theatrical release before you watch the Snyder Cut, or will you watch the Snyder Cut first and then watch the original?
I'll watch the theatrical first, I think. I think that's what I'll do. I'll definitely watch it now. I'm very fascinated by this. I'm fascinated by the fact that you essentially made two movies, one of which we didn't see. You spent hundreds of millions of dollars, probably lost money, you know, or broke even, but probably lost money.
Yeah.
And now you're going to spend $30 more million. And the whole story is just, as a fan of film, is so insane that I am interested to see it just because of all this. I mean, I'm a big Blade Runner fan, and you know, Blade Runner has so many damn cuts. I think I have four of them, all separate, all different cuts. So I am fascinated when movies go through, you know, weird developmental issues and stuff like that. And I mean, this is one of the biggest ever. My only concern is, okay, if it's good, I'll say it's good. Or at least to me, if I enjoy it, I'll say I enjoyed it. But I really know, you know, there's going to be people, I don't care if it's a pile of shit, there are going to be those who swear it's the greatest film
it
of
made,
all time.
It made Infinity War look like garbage.
That's exactly what's going to be said, and it's going to be annoying, but I don't know.
And I'm looking at you, Deathstroke. I've got my keyboard ready, and I'll be taking notes, okay?
and let me say something, you know, in defense of Snyder. We've had this conversation. I like 300. I love Watchmen. I love the director's cut of Watchmen.
Oh God, fuck yeah! I'll watch any cut of Watchmen any day. The theatrical is fine, and the fucking 4 hour love fest and cartoon infested pirates.
I didn't hate
version
Man of
is
Steel.
Great. I love it.
I know you didn't like it. It was okay.
No. I didn't not like it. I thought it was okay. I thought it was better than Batman Returns Superman Returns. Sorry.
It's like what?
All of these Returns movies, Warner Brothers, so creative with their titling. Really, that's a good point.
Yeah.
There's a Batman Returns and a Superman Returns. I didn't like Superman Returns, but I didn't like the 70s Superman Returns. Yeah, I'm a little too young to have been awed and inspired by the graphics and the storyline. But the biggest thing is I'm not a Superman fan. I don't like the character himself. But I thought Man of Steel was interesting because they changed him up a little bit. The Pa Kent thing, I think that was like stupid the way it was done.
I hated that. That was the only thing. That was the one thing in the movie that irritated the hell out of me.
There was a better way to force a guy who can run super fast from saving somebody. There was a better way to have Papa Kent die than, oh, it's a tornado and if you run people might see you, even though you run so fast nobody can see you. Yeah, that was stupid. It was terrible. I mean, I'd watch it again if it was on and somebody else was like, yeah, I'm watching this. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was, I saw it in theaters, and I loved the opening. I liked all this. I'm in the science fiction. I liked, and Krypton, and I like all the, the backstory stuff. I thought the movie was okay. I think you could have reworked the second act a little bit. There was a few issues here and there, but as a whole, I thought it was okay. BVS, I'm going to tell you my BVS story real quick. I'm going to make this about a minute. Me and a large group of friends, all Batman fans, we went and saw it opening night. And I think there was one guy in the group, I can't remember. There was one guy in the group who thought it was okay. But the rest of us, about halfway through the movie, I was so pissed off by everything that was transpiring on screen. I hated that movie. And I know people defend the hell out of it, and it has its fan base and its core fan base. But
the director's cut is so much better.
And I disagree with that, too. Completely, but look, for whatever reason, what that movie does just rubbed me the wrong way. That's why I didn't go see Justice League. And I was right in that I felt Warner Brothers was going to go in a different direction eventually, and they have. So I sat it out. Now, shit, they're going back in the other direction, so we'll see what happens. But I've said a lot of things to basically say I think Snyder's not a bad director. He just, I didn't like his direction with those particular characters.
Yeah, so. Yeah. There was a lot of people that didn't like the darker brooding Superman, didn't like the darker brooding Batman that kills. Even though, ladies and gentlemen, shocker, Batman's killed before. If you go back and watch a wonderful movie, my personal favorite Batman movie. Yes, I know, Dark Knight, blah, blah, blah. Joker is really good in that movie, but I'm not a big fan of Christian Bale's Bruce Wayne or Batman. But Batman Returns, during one of the street attacks with the clowns, Batman straight up takes a bomb, straps it to a clown, and pushes the clown into a sewer. Do you think that clown survived the bomb around its waist and the fall into the sewer? I mean, no. That clown died. Batman committed cold-blooded murder right there in Batman Returns. So, not to mention Batman used to carry a gun in his original comics run and stuff like that. Anyways, or one of the early comics runs. I don't know if it was the first or not, but yeah. Well, it's coming. A lot of people have supported it. Like I said, if you were one of those consistent people that loved everything you saw, like Jammer liked BVS. I thought it was a pile of fucking garbage. And I saw the first version that I saw, and I dragged my wife to hell with me, was the director's cut. Because I remember you saying that the director's cut made certain story elements run smoother mm-hmm. or make more sense. And I was still like, this is a pile of garbage that makes no fucking sense.
I'll say one last thing to the specifically to the Snyder Cut fan base out there. You got what you want. You begged, you got it. As a film fan, you need to support HBO Max now. Because they're giving, you know what I'm saying? So
if don't pirate that shit.
Don't pirate
it. Go fucking subscribe.
Subscribe, go buy the t-shirt, whatever the hell you got to do to support it, because they're giving you what you asked for. So I, you know, support it if you want that kind of shit to keep happening.
Yeah. Merchandise and subscriptions is the only way they make this money back. So, subscribe, and like Brian said, buy a t-shirt. I don't know if they'll re-release action figures, but
I could see not your store, maybe like a collector's type things.
I wonder if there'll be any like comic book tie-ins to set certain things up. Maybe
that could be, I don't know. They have time.
That's another way to make some quick money. Is to do some comic book tie-ins. Well, not just the fans supported it. A lot of the actors and actress, Gal Gadot, supported the film. I guess actresses. I don't know if Amy Adams ever said anything about it, but there was a lot of support for this, and just the only thing I ask is be honest, okay? If you were inconsistent and you hated everything Snyder did, and you all of a sudden became a Snyder fan because of how bad Justice League was, even though there are parts of that theatrical cut that are Snyder, and you can tell easily that's Whedon, that's Whedon, that's Snyder, that's Whedon, that's Snyder, that's Snyder. You can tell, that's how bad it is.
I'm just thinking they're gonna have to bring in a composer to, even if they have score, they're gonna have to recut it. They might
need another piece or two. Yeah, that's why I've wondered where the millions of dollars are going. But please be honest on the internet. I know you've invested a lot to saying that this would be better. If it's better, great. If it's not better, admit it. Don't lie and try to say that it's a masterpiece if it's not, okay? Have integrity, ladies and gentlemen. Integrity is important. I'd say I'm a fairly consistent and integrity filled guy. I mean, can you think of a time, Brian, where I've defended something without backup to defend it? Or
not off the top of my head, no.
Yeah, no. So do that. Be kind with detractors, because there are going to be people that dislike this movie still, even though it's Snyder's version.
Even though I completely disagree with you, you did back it up why you didn't like Logan.
Yeah.
Like, you had your reasons, and you know, mm-hmm. I can't argue those reasons, but that's something we disagree on, and yet we both have our, you know, reasons. So, yeah, like you said, that's just my biggest fear when that movie, not really a fear, I mean, who gives a shit, but when it comes out, you're going to have people claiming it's the greatest damn thing of all time.
Yeah, well, just like Joker. And,
true.
And good point. You liked Joker more than I.
Yeah.
I liked it fine enough, but even you said my general assessment was
correct.
And I for those of you that never heard what I said Phoenix is great throughout, 100% as Arthur, as Joker. He's great, but acts 1 and 2 are incredibly boring, and you can figure out some things. I'm not going to spoil it because maybe some people haven't seen it. Even though it's not, fuck that. I'm spoiling. I'll
say it's been out.
You can tell even before the third act hits that what he is seeing and hearing may not be real. There's a feeling that you get, and then the third act, while very, very well done and enjoyable, is 100% predictable. From him going and shooting up the Tonight Show, basically, to the rioting and all of that. I knew he would survive. It was a good third act, but it was predictable. So you got two slow acts and a predictable third act. All in all, does not make a great greatest film of all time, greatest CBM film of all time. It is, however, one of the most profitable films of all time, which to all of the studios that may or may not listen to these types of podcasts to hear what's being said, to steal our ideas. I'm looking at you, Disney. That's a joke. Disney definitely, but Brian and I had way better ideas for the sequel trilogy than what came out. That budget thing, you know, you don't have to spend $150 million to make $1 billion. So keep that in mind. Anyways, I think we've covered it enough. Anything else to say about the Justice League?
No, just that, you know, I'll watch it when it comes out.
And you said you're doing theatrical first.
Yeah, I am going to do.
When do you plan on like closer?
Close.
To... Okay.
Yeah, I want it to be a lot closer.
Okay.
So that it's fresh in my mind.
Okay. Makes sense. All right, ladies and gentlemen, leave some comments down below. Tell us what you think about the Snyder Cut. Finally getting to see the light of day. Tell us what you think the money's going to be spent on. New shots, finishing up effects, and whether or not you still think we might end up with some storyboards that are ADR over. Voice recorded over pictures or animatics, and it's not animatronics, it's animatics, isn't it? When they animate the storyboard,
I think so. Animatics,
yeah, something like that. It sounds weird, but I think that's the word. So yep. Anyways, make sure you guys are checking out LRMonline.com every single day for all your entertainment news, needs, and opinions. The YouTube channel, lots of great things there. Podcast network, wonderful shows. And I'm sorry that after the birthday special, we didn't have anything else last week. I ended up in the hospital with an infection and had to spend a couple nights hooked up with I had IVs in both arms. They were like feeding me antibiotics in both arms. So and if you bent, because they put them in the freaking bend of the arm, if I bent my arm and cut off the flow, the fucking machine would start screaming at me, and it was horrible too. Horrible two nights, 3 days in a hospital. Anyways, so yeah, LR Mornings is back, and we're going to be as consistent as we can here in our second year in the show. But Brian, what do you do on the internet besides help me out?
You can find me on YouTube. The channel is Pulp Mythos, PULPMYTHOS. That's one word, and currently doing movie reviews every Sunday evening.
What movies are you looking at doing
or
have done?
Hereditary's up. The Black Coat's Daughter, I believe is what it's called, is up. Hush is a film on Netflix from 2016. That just went up yesterday.
Okay. Well, very cool. You guys, be sure to check all that out. Brian's, if there's anybody that's more of a horror fan than me, it's Brian, and not just a fan of the films. Brian is very big into production directors, writers, and all that. So especially if you're a horror film, check out his stuff. But also, he did Westworld and Westworld reviews for season 3 and other things in the future. You guys can find me at That Kyle Malone on Twitter, as always. Thank you so much for listening. We will... Oh, one last thing. I can't believe I let this slip my mind. Happy Memorial Day. If you are a family member that has had someone in your family that served and gave the last full measure, thank you so much to them for their sacrifice for the United States of America. Be safe if you're out there celebrating, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.